North Rocky View Community Links has received a helping hand, just in time for the hectic holiday season, from the Veterans Brotherhood of Canada. On December 9, local representatives from the Veterans Brotherhood, a support group for veterans in Western Canada, presented a $500 donation to Community Links, a local nonprofit organization that provides community support services and programs in Airdrie and the surrounding communities. The two reps of the Veteran Brotherhood were longtime Airdrie residents and former Legion presidents George Dunn and Larry Skolrid. Dunn is now the Veterans Brotherhood of Canada's public relations officer, while Skolrid is the organization's sergeant at arms. Dunn, who has lived in Airdrie for 22 years, said the organization's motivation for supporting Community Links was the positive impact the charity has on the community. Skolrid, who has called Airdrie home for 26 years, added he previously volunteered as a driver for Community Links for 5 years, and said the nonprofit is still close to his heart. Last year, we gave to military families, so this year, we got together and chose Airdrie's Community Links, he said. According to its Facebook page, the Veterans Brotherhood of Canada is focused on bringing together, socializing, and supporting veterans in myriad ways. Dunn said members of the group often go on motorcycle trips together, whether out to the mountains for a picnic or to explore new communities throughout Alberta. Dunn said Airdrie is well represented among the Brotherhood's membership. At the local level, the Brotherhood organizes the annual Parade of Crosses in Airdrie in the lead-up to Remembrance Day, and members also participate in the city's yearly Remembrance Day ceremony. We're based out of Calgary and have a Calgary group, Dunn said. We probably have just under 100 members now. We have members in BC, Regina, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Lethbridge, so we're mostly Western Canada, for now, but it's starting to spread. Lori Jacob Taves, Community Links Manager of Community Engagement, said the $500 donation will support the charity's emergency fund, which is used to provide short-term, immediate support to people who may be experiencing an economic challenge. Maybe they need bus tickets to get to an appointment, or they might need some specialized food before they can get a hamper or other long-term supports, she said. Perhaps they can get a prescription filled before they can get connected to a government program that can help them ongoing. It's meant to be very immediate, short-term, and limited, but the program is supported solely through donations, so we're very appreciative when groups are willing to put their money towards it, because it goes directly back to community residents. Jacob Taves said the donation marks the first time the Veterans Brotherhood of Canada has supported Community Links. She added the charity is very appreciative of the support and the gesture. We're familiar with some of the members, who have been past Legion members, so we knew them from there, she said. They actually just reached out to us and had identified us, so that's very nice, for us to know they were thinking of us and support the work we do here. According to Jacob Taves, December is always a busy month for Community Links, as the charity strives to provide support to people in need in time for the holidays. We do lots of referrals to the hamper program put on by the Airdrie First Club, she said. Also at this time of year, it's very difficult for people to make sure they have enough for their families, especially when they have little ones. We're just trying to get people helped, so they can have a happy Christmas or happy holiday season and make sure they have everything they need for their families.